Joining me in the studio, Jim Jernigan, a member of Hogtown Hot Club, which is a gypsy swing group that started a couple of years ago. The inspiration of Jim Greason, a professor of music at the university. Jim Jernigan plays clarinet with the group. Ed Nicholson plays guitar. Jim Greason, as I mentioned earlier, guitarist, and on bass, Mike Johnson. Jim, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, it's nice to be here.
Your background, Jim, you've been around town for a long time. You're native, aren't you?
Oh, not really. I came here back in the 60s and left for a few years and have been here most of the rest of the time. And I was lucky enough to get with good musicians who kind of brought me along and introduced me to a lot of the music that I've played through the years.
You and Claudia Burson go way back, I know.
We do. One of the very first groups I played in was with Claudia back in the mid to late 70s. It was called Welcome. It was my introduction to mainstream jazz as well as the original things we did. I'd kind of been oriented toward Dixieland. I played clarinet in high school and then picked up the saxophone. And while I was playing clarinet, I enjoyed Dixieland. But the musicians I fell in with here in town actually introduced me to a lot of music that I really had not been turned on to.
It's really pretty amazing how long you've been in the scene. Now, you've had hiatuses where you've dropped out of the scene, but you always seem to come back. And you know, your tenor playing, your tenor saxophone playing is somewhat legendary around here, back in the days where you were about the only tenor player around.
Oh, those were the golden days.
Well, you can't go back, Jim. The young bucks are here.
I'm telling you, we have players now on tenor that are just, monsters.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of them are going to be on stage for the Composer Showcase, mm-hmm. which is really showcasing the great musicians in this region and original compositions. So are you having fun with this group? This is not music, really, that comes out of your background in terms of you've been performing music for a long time, but this is kind of new to you, isn't it?
This is new. Yeah, I've never listened to this music, never played it. Jim called me because there are, I guess, not that many clarinetists around here who play jazz or any variation of it. I was kind of dubious, but the more I listened to it, the more I liked it. Jim writes really good stuff, and we started out learning his stuff.
Oh, really?
Well, and because Django Reinhardt, who is the big inspiration for this group.
Genre, I would say.
Indeed, yeah. Mm-hmm. His music is just really, really sweet, real nice. Lively and poignant. He writes it all, and it is very, very touching music. It certainly touched me, and I came to really love it.
Well, for those who've been living in a vacuum, just briefly, why don't you kind of fill us in on the history of gypsy jazz and maybe a little bit about Django Reinhardt?
Django invented the genre. He was born in 1910, lived only 43 years, and died. And a poor gypsy, born in Belgium, lived a good part of his life in Paris, and actually was seriously injured in a fire in his trailer, damaging two of his fingers, the third and fourth finger on his left hand, and he was a right-handed player, which meant he was fretting his guitar, which was his instrument of choice, with his left hand, with basically two fingers. And he's known to be a very, very fast technical player, and you would never suspect he's doing it with two fingers rather than four. His music has enjoyed resurgences various times through the years and currently is enjoying one.
And just in terms of the music itself, it's inspired by jazz. It's inspired by some gypsy tradition. I think there's an Eastern European element in it. I'm not sure which came first. I think of klezmer and gypsy jazz all being kind of from the same DNA in some ways.
It also has origins in the jazz of the time, the mainstream jazz, Ellington, Gershwin. Django played a lot from age 18, like I think 1921 or 22, until he died. And he played not only his own original music, but a lot of the contemporary music of the time, and in his style. And he was popular.
Well, as you say, he inspired a genre, and he undoubtedly inspired generations of guitar players as well. He's legendary.
He is indeed. Now, I don't play guitar, and I don't know that much about it, but people just kind of bow their heads when they mention him.
So as far as Hogtown Hot Club, the group you're in, it's fairly typical instrumentation. I know that the famous collaboration of Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli, the violinist, leads that space for another stringed instrument, the violin. There's no violin in your group, but you're kind of filling that role in some ways on clarinet.
I do. And actually, Django played with the clarinetist a lot, and oftentimes with both violin and clarinet. And I don't think we're ruling out adding a violin to this group.
No, I think that it's a very well-balanced group, the two guitars, bass, and clarinet. And so this kind of brings me back to Dr. Greason and he's a great guitar player, very fine upright bassist as well. But a lot of people don't realize what an extraordinary composer he is.
He is fantastic, fantastic. He writes in this genre. He has written... Gosh, maybe at least six or seven or even more tunes, each of which is a real jewel. They are good tunes.
And we can expect to hear a couple of them August 6th.
Oh, you betcha.
I'm glad to see you guys are gaining cachet. I know you've played over in Eureka Springs, and you've played a lot of the local venues. You played at the Greenhouse Grill, and it seems like work is coming your way. The group is rehearsing and tight, and you have a combination of standards and original music. It's really, you got it all going.
It has been fun. We don't do that much amplification. So the sound, we try to keep the sound down a bit. Music itself, you know, is as we've been talking about. It's in addition, I like to think of it as pretty accessible stuff. It's not it's not an intellectual type jazz. It's music for the people.
It swings. Well, why don't we let you play? This will be a rare opportunity for people to hear some of the music in this style, but in a way that probably no one has ever heard. You've selected a couple of Django Reinhardt tunes, right, as opposed to the originals, but you're going to perform solo clarinet, so people will have to focus on the fact that you are part of a quartet with Hogtown Hot Club. But why don't you set up this first tune for us?
Well, the first one, Dos Ambiance. And pardon my pronunciation, I've never had any training in French. And this is a kind of a medium tempo tune. Got a real catchy rhythmic flavor.
That was delightful, Jim. Jim Jernigan performing a Django Reinhardt piece, Dus Ambiance. And Jim Jernigan, solo clarinet, part of Hogtown Hot Club. And Jim, why don't you play another Django tune for us?
And then we'll play one of Django's most famous tunes, Nuage, which I believe translates to clouds. And it is truly a ballad, and one of my very favorites.
It's ubiquitous. I think most people who listen to music at all have heard this song perform one way or another. In my mind, it embodies everything that makes it a song, a standard.
Well, you say that, and I have to agree, except, you know, I was never even conscious of this tune until Jim handed it to me on a sheet of music. But now I've made it one of my favorites.
Great. Well, let's listen. Jim, that was wonderful. I can't thank you enough for coming up here and sharing your time and talents with us. And I'm really looking forward. You'll be performing on August the 6th as part of the KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series, the Composer Showcase. And this is kind of a mixed bag. It's a variety show. There'll be everything from solos to trios and quartets and even the Fayetteville Jazz Collective, the 18-piece big band, all performing original compositions by our own regional artists. Looking forward to seeing and hearing you, Jim.
Not to be missed. That so many of these acts that we're going to be hearing are really, really good stuff.
Thanks again.
Thank you.